Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Hey, everybody. Osama bin Laden going viral from the grave. Gen Z embraces Osama bin Laden. What is in the Osama bin Laden letter? And why is a generation that hates the country so affectionate towards Osama bin Laden? AMFest speakers are announced. They are amazing, everybody. It's AMFEST.com, December 16, 17, 18, 19. Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Rob Schneider, Roseanne Barr, Dennis Prager, and more. Go to AMFest.com. That's AMFEST.com, AMFest.com. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. So Osama bin Laden is going viral. If you fail to teach a generation good from evil, right from wrong, don't be shocked when they start to embrace some of the most evil people ever to live. America's the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of the world. And I have told our donors and our supporters, and many of you that support us at Turning Point USA, majority of young people view America as the enemy. They believe that this country they are living in is an evil country. So don't be shocked when a generation who hates the country because they've been told to hate the country starts to embrace the enemies of the country. Now, the story is actually much deeper than that. But let me kind of tell you the entire last 48 hours, 72 hours, basically. And by the way, Generation Z is confused on men and women. Are we shocked that they sympathize with terrorists? This recent chapter of virality is what happens when you send your kids to college. Do not be shocked when you subsidize anti-Americanism, subsidize anti-Western ideas and beliefs. And all of a sudden, Gen Z says, wow, I think Osama bin Laden is this very smart man. Going viral on TikTok, which should have been banned by Republicans years ago. Donald Trump should have banned TikTok, but he didn't. Going viral on TikTok, a Chinese Communist Party application, is Osama bin Laden's manifesto, his letter to America, explaining in his own words why he planned 9/11, why he did it. Now, this goes all the way back to 2002. For me, this was not news. I remember reading this back in 2009, 2010. There's a lot in this letter that is worth talking about, and we're going to talk about it. This is an evil man. This is modern Hitler who writes this letter. A couple people on TikTok said, oh, did you know why Osama bin Laden allegedly planned 9/11? Do you know why he did it? And it went viral. 10 million people on TikTok talking about it. In fact, many people, young people, Gen Zers, are praising Osama bin Laden, saying that Osama bin Laden is getting a bad rap. Now, understand, many of these youngsters, they have no memory of 9/11. I remember exactly where I was when those planes hit those two towers. I was in the second grade classroom. I remember exactly where I was. This is a important clip here. Play cut 128, a montage of Gen Zers on TikTok reacting to the bin Laden letter. Play cut 128.
To deceive you, my voice just wants to leave.
And actually, before you even read the letter, I did want to mention, in reading the letter, I could only think of this tweet that I saw the other day. Under settler colonialism, any kind of resistance is branded as terrorist because the only acceptable violence is violence by the occupier. So please keep that in mind when reading the letter.
It is just insane because this letter is so well written and so reasonably structured in an argument. Like, you got to present your findings, you got to, you know, you got to state your cause, all of that. Like, everything he said was valid.
Gen Z is embracing Osama bin Laden. Not everyone in Gen Z, but it has gone beyond viral. Going to go here to cut 126. TikToker, I'm not about here to sit here and act like Osama bin Laden is the worst person in America. By the way, this is such a big story. It's the front page of the New York Post. Put 125 up. Some of you might say, Charlie, what do you mean I'm not on TikTok? This is the number one story for Gen Zers right now. The number one conversation in the country is Osama bin Laden's letter because it involves Israel. World gone madman. Play cut 126.
That's how y'all defending Osama bin Laden now? It's not that I'm defending him. I'm not defending him because, like, but I'm not about to sit here and act like he's just the worst person in the world when America has literally been terrorizing people since the beginning of history. America is literally built on terrorizing people. When what's his name? Fucking whatever the guy's name is that discovered America and found the land, he lied. It's been a lie. Everything's a lie. And then it's like, okay, defending Osama bin Laden, and we're supposed to be defending America for giving them our hard-earned money to kill people? For like, what? That don't even make, like, I'm so pissed off right now. Y'all don't even understand. Like, oh my God.
Been seen millions and millions of times. It's an opinion and an attitude that is being embraced by this up-and-coming Gen Z. But what is it? I think it's a lot more complicated than some people are framing it. I agree with what Megyn Kelly said yesterday. I think it's an incomplete analysis, but I do agree. This is a failure of parenting and a failure of the American culture. Parents are awful, largely in America right now. They have not done a good enough job of teaching the history. You get tyranny, you get madness, you get chaos when you do not teach a generation what has happened prior. As it says in the book of Exodus, then rose a king of Egypt who did not know Joseph. You do not know what came before you, the sacrifices, the toil, then you get madness. We have done a terrible job of teaching the next generation. What was 9/11? Who are the good guys? Who are the bad guys? What does good even mean? When I go to a college campus, the moral shallowness is remarkable. But it's an incomplete answer. It's also gone viral because this letter has been largely censored. And it is written in a way where if you are not educated correctly, you think as if you have stumbled upon something revealing. That which you censor and you suppress, you run the risk of getting more of. Instead of having a dialogue about what this letter is and what it contained when it came out in 2002, it was buried. Tucker Carlson, way back when, I think he was working at CNN at the time, decided to talk about this letter on air, and he was attacked by the American Council of Rabbis as being an anti-Semite because there are things in this letter that could be misunderstood by an evil madman Hitlerian figure. What is in the Osama bin Laden letter? Have you ever heard of it? Have you read it? Well, TheGuardian.com made a huge mistake. They decided to take down the letter as it was going viral on TikTok, creating the Barbara Streisand effect, where famously only a couple people were viewing the picture of her home. And then she said, I'm going to sue to not have people be able to view pictures of my home. And more people then wanted to view pictures of her home. What is in the Osama bin Laden letter? What does it contain?
Public Square is one of my favorite apps. There are progressive corporations out there that are just doing terrible things. And Public Square is out there leading the charge against all this garbage that we see from Target, for example, Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion, and financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer. With Public Square, we now have a solution. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.mobi/Charlie Kirk. Public Square is an app and a website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Public Square is free to join and get started today. If you're a business owner, join. If you're a consumer, join. Check it out. Download the Public Square app today. Michael, who runs Public Square, does a beautiful job. Good friend of mine, 100% behind him. Check it out today.
Get off your fucking iPhone. Pay attention to your child. Look at your kids' lessons. Get out, get a step down from the Women's March, which, by the way, it was totally anti-Semitic and we called it out, as did many at the time. Do some parenting if you're going to bother having a child, and stop indoctrinating your own children, to those of you who are on the left, in this pernicious woke ideology, because this is where it lands. I'm very fired up about it, Carol. I feel like we're totally forgetting. Yeah. We're forgetting 9/11. And it's, you know what's going to happen? It's going to happen again.
Well, we are forgetting 9/11 because we are framing an attack on a Western country as heroic. That's what happens when you send your kid to college far too often. I like Megan's approach. I'm going to add to it. The reason I like Megan's approach is that it's not enough just to say, oh, it's the government schools. It's the media. It starts at home. And the quality of parenting has declined in recent years. As Megan put it in her tweet, how many parents are just boozing away, letting kids look at their phones all day long? It's a decline of the entire moral fabric of the country. The quality of parenting that I have seen is declining day by day. So The Guardian, back in November of 2002, published Bin Laden's Letter to America. Now, we stumbled upon this letter to America through a very strange series of events. It was on a laptop that we happened to find, and a reporter obtained it. This should have been the number one news story on the planet. Why isn't it? We should have debated it when it came out back in November of 2002. Tucker Carlson, working for either CNN or MSNBC at the time, tried to cover it. I think it was CNN. And he was attacked relentlessly by the American Council of Rabbis. In this letter, it's a grab bag of stuff. Osama bin Laden says, I did 9/11 because you guys didn't join the Kyoto Protocol for global warming. Okay. That you guys are allowing your women to become degraded. But the part here that is going viral is, more than anything else, is Osama bin Laden said that we planned 9/11. We did 9/11 because you support Israel. He said, why are we fighting and opposing you? The answer is very simple. One, because you attacked us and continue to attack us. A, you attacked us in Palestine. This is his very first justification for the attacks. He says, quote, the creation of Israel is a crime which must be erased. Each and every person whose hands have become polluted in the contribution towards the crime must pay its price and pay for it heavily. He then goes on to say, you attacked us in Somalia. You supported the Russian atrocities against us in Chechnya, the Indian oppression against us in Kashmir, very strange, and the Jewish aggression against us in Lebanon. It's going viral because a generation says, I've never been taught this. And they are right about that. They've never been taught a lot of things. Never been taught who Osama bin Laden is and how evil he is. But a rule that has been proven to be true over time is that when you suppress something and you censor something, you make it more interesting. It is the Streisand effect. This story has been suppressed for 20 years. I don't find this letter that revealing, to be honest with you. I don't find it that interesting. It's kind of all over the place. It's, you know, because you guys didn't join Kyoto and all this. It feels like excuses. He hates Jews. He hates America. And what is the reaction? Well, now the letter has been banned from TikTok. That's only going to make the letter even bigger. The Guardian took it down. Either we in the West can handle what the letter says or not. That's the wrong way to handle this. Start censoring it and start manipulating algorithms. That makes it feel like it's more true, which it really isn't. There's no truth to the idea that Osama bin Laden is some sort of wise person, some sort of deep thinker like Gen Z is thinking. No, he's repulsive. He's also had some very weird stuff on his computer, like very weird stuff. Nikki Haley has come out and said, Nikki says viral Biden a bin Laden letter is proof that we need to ban TikTok. Well, we need to ban TikTok for other reasons, not just the bin Laden letter. But why is the gut reaction when something ugly goes viral that we need to start banning stuff? Why don't we go out there and talk about this and say, you know what? We should have had a national conversation about the bin Laden letter back in 2002. Would we have invaded Iraq if we had talked about this letter? I don't know. Who actually tried to censor this letter from coming out back in 2002? For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. I think the world of Patriot Mobile. They are amazing people, Glenn and the whole team. We have dinner frequently. I've gotten to know them. They're incredible. And I'm so proud to partner with them. They are donors to Turning Point USA. They are the best. You see, Patriot Mobile, they offer dependable nationwide coverage, giving you ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage that you're accustomed to without funding the left. So look, you got to make the switch today. And when you do that, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you send a clear, convincing, and resounding message that you support freedom of speech, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team can make switching very easy. So you keep your number, you keep your phone, or you upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Glenn and the team there will be more than happy to help you. Just tell them Charlie Kirk sent you. They're amazing, super great to work with, very generous supporters of Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action. They are mission aligned. Have your cell phone bill work for the country. Make your cell phone bill work for America. Join me and make the switch today. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Full endorsement, patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. If you read the bin Laden letter, it does beg a question of, okay, they say he wrote this. I mean, it very well could have been edited by a third party because it's very, very well written. And honestly, I don't trust the CIA at all. So maybe the CIA was involved. But I mean, let's just take it at face value that Osama bin Laden wrote this. Let's just take it. And it's written directly to the American people, allegedly. And he says, quote, "Why are we fighting and opposing you? Why are we calling to you? What do you want from you now?" And it's all about the creation of Israel. He says, quote, "The creation of Israel is a crime that must be erased. Each and every person whose hands have become polluted in the contribution towards this crime must pay its price and pay for it heavily." It brings us to both laughter and tears to see that you Americans have not yet grown tired of your fabricated lies that the Jews have a historical right to Palestine as it was promised to them in the Torah. Anyone who disputes with them on this alleged fact is accused of anti-Semitism. This is one of the most fallacious, widely circulated fabrications in history. The people of Palestine are pure Arabs and original Semites. It is the Muslims who are the inheritors of Moses, peace be upon him, and the real inheritors of the real Torah, which have not changed. Muslims believe, this is just mainline Muslim belief, by the way. Muslims believe in all the prophets, including Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, which is true. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon all of them. If the followers of Moses have been a promised right to Palestine and the Torah, then the Muslims are the most worthy nation of this. Continues, and I'll close with this. When the Muslims conquered Palestine and drove out the Romans, Palestine and Jerusalem returned to Islam, the religion of the prophets, peace be upon them. Therefore, the call to a historical right to Palestine cannot be raised against the Islamic Ummah and believed in all the prophets of Allah, and peace and blessing be upon them. Okay. And we make no distinctions between them. Okay. So you guys can read this letter. Oh, wait, you can't. I was going to tell you where to find this letter. It's very hard to find. There's nothing. I mean, again, does this move me in any way? My biggest complaint with this whole thing, the reason why it's going viral to a generation being taught to hate the country. So you have this fertile ground of a generation taught to hate the country, hate the West, and they read this thing from Osama bin Laden like, oh my goodness, what's next? Mein Kampf, probably. I mean, the new TikTok thing is going to say, you know, this Hitler guy, he got a really bad rap. It's coming soon. I'm telling you, it's. But if you want to make something bigger, censor it. In the new internet era, it makes something sexier. It's not the internet era. It's just it's a rule for life. You used to be able to get away with outright banning before the internet, before television, before radio. You used to be able to create things on the fringes. This is something that we're going to have to face big time. And for those of us that are on the side of the truth, even if the truth makes you uncomfortable, I think we're living through the most exciting enlightenment that I've lived through. People are waking up to the COVID vaccine thing. People are waking up to the idea that we should have locked down schools and put masks on kids. People are waking up to Ukraine. They're waking up to the border. They are waking up to the race hustle that has dominated our country. They're waking up to the trans nonsense. They're waking up to a variety of things. Election integrity. Safe and secure, most secure election in our lifetime. They're waking up to all of the anti-whiteness in our culture. It is now acceptable to point out anti-white racism. That is a moving of the Overton window. They used to smear anyone in the right when they used to have a sign that says, it's okay to be white. Oh my goodness, they would come after you. The kids, the Gen Zers that go on TikTok and they say, it's all a lie. Well, hold on, time out. Be a little more precise than that. But they're not totally incorrect when they're saying that we have been lied to repeatedly. Our government has told us lie after lie and then covered it up and smeared and censored and attacked us. We've been saying this for quite some time. And what makes something seem more true when you can't even find it? And so, I mean, I read this Osama bin Laden letter. It's written by a madman. It's written by a maniac. I don't think it's smart, honestly. I think it's somewhat well written as far as just stylistically. Maybe a CIA agent helped him. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe a Westerner helped him. I think this has been edited. I find it hard to believe that he wrote every word of this. But let's just say he did. Okay, let's just for argument's sake. Okay, it's just like mainline radical Islam. Like this is not stuff that you're not, you mean, you guys watch Memory, M-E-M-R-I? It's like no different. Like, okay, yeah, the nation of martyrdom, the nation that desires more death than you desire life. Okay, great. Yeah, Quran, page 3, 169, 171. The nation of victory and success that Allah promised. Okay, like this is not that shocking. So then it ventures the guess, and this is where the Gen Z kids are onto something. Not their worship of bin Laden. That's a bunch of crap. Let me be very clear. That is a bunch of morally repugnant poison. But some of the Gen Z kids, because you don't want to say, you don't want to paint with too big broad of a brush, but some of the Gen Z kids that are saying, wait a second, if we would have known about this 20 years ago, would we have engaged into these adventurous, aggressive wars? That's a legitimate question. And some of you in our email inbox, by the way, we're getting thousands of emails. Charlie, why have I never heard about this? Charlie, why have I never heard about this? Charlie, why have I never heard about this? By the way, Newsweek.com still does have the letter up. And I encourage you guys to read it. I don't think you should be afraid of confronting something that is evil. In fact, I think it's necessary. So let's go back into the Wayback Machine and talk about how this was suppressed. This is Tucker Carlson on MSNBC with Rachel Maddow. We do not know the date of this. But Tucker talks about how the Osama bin Laden letter was not on his threats, but it's a political argument against neocons. I recently had lunch with Tucker. This is before this went viral. This is what's crazy. Tucker and I were privately meeting, and I don't want to share too many details, but Tucker basically said they came after me really hard for this. It's all public stuff. And so I think I mentioned this before this went viral, and they came after him as an anti-Semite, and Tucker's like, oh my God, he almost lost his career. Play cut 132 of 20 years ago, Tucker Carlson.
The substance of this was not really about his threats. Actually, it was much more complicated than that. I've read, I think, every public communique he's come out with, and they're always about the Crusaders and the Jews and how Israel is evil and we're evil and we're going to kill you all. This was not about that, actually. He was making a political case. You read the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was about how the war in Iraq is doomed because the American people don't support it. And the war in Iraq was waged in the first place because the warmongers at Halliburton and the crazed neocons were behind it. And they, you know, changed Bush's mind and got him to support it. That's like, do you recognize that argument?
No.
I mean, I do.
Recognize that argument? What Tucker's talking about is the Osama bin Laden letter. That's what he's talking about. So he connected the dots because understand, none of the major networks were covering this. So people have been lied to and they feel lied to. You can find the letter at newsweek.com. And by the way, some of these like fake intellectuals on TikTok are like, I'm so impressed by Osama bin Laden. He's so smart. It's not smart, honestly. It's just not. It's just kind of mainline Muslim finger wagging. I hate you because of this and I'm going to kill you. Okay. Thanks, pal. Got it. Now this letter, though, is being used just to say, okay, Charlie, guy, what does that have to do now? Let me tell you right now. Fast forward. This letter is now being used as an instrument against supporting Israel. So Gen Z is saying, see, there wouldn't be 9/11. There wouldn't be Islamic terror if we did not support Israel. See, confirmation bias. This letter is now being used as confirmation bias. And then they say, they're kicking it off TikTok. They're kicking it off The Guardian. It must be true. It's a big conspiracy. So here again is my advice, of which is not heeded at all. If you are a pro-Israel person, if you're a pro-American person, and you are bothered by the fact that the Osama bin Laden letter is going viral, confront it directly with speech. Don't censor it. Debate it. Be like, okay, well, this is not that, you know, structurally smart. Like, this is actually very weird Islamic theology at times, talking about like you have to kill the non-believers. You're mad that we didn't get into the treaty at Kyoto over global. Like, this is an unhinged lunatic. This is not that smart. That's how you handle it. You don't bury it. If you bury it, it's as if you're worried that the information is true. It is information warfare. In fact, if you wanted it to get bigger, you would bury it. And I'm just flipping through this. The American army is part of the American people. It's the very same people who shamelessly helping the Jews fight against us. This is why the American people cannot be innocent of all the crimes committed by the Americans and Jews against us. Allah the Almighty legislated the permission and the option to take revenge. Thus, this is what people consider smart. Thus, if we attacked, then we have the right to attack back. Whoever has destroyed our villages and towns, then we have to destroy their villages and towns. Whoever has stolen our wealth, then we have the right to destroy their economy. Whoever has killed our civilians, we have the right to kill theirs. And the American government and press still refuse to answer the question, why did they attack us in New York and Washington? So he's saying, we attacked you because you guys have been imperialistically moving into the Middle East. You want my theory? This letter was suppressed by neocons that are so intellectually fragile that they were afraid that if this letter was discussed, their warmongering plans would have fallen apart. That's why it was buried. And it is buried right now for similar reasons. Here is Tucker Carlson. This got him in a lot of trouble. I'm going to get the organization that came after him. I'm being imprecise with that. But this is Tucker debating with Rachel Maddow 20 years ago on MSNBC. It got him in a huge scandal, saying that if you read the Osama bin Laden letter, it will change your mind. Play cut 133.
It's not that I'm taking my eye on the ball. And of course, I'm outraged at Osama. And Osama threatens the U.S. is hardly a headline. It's background noise. It's the boilerplate. He threatens America by his existence. I just think it's uncanny. And I think you should reread it. It'll change your mind.
And then play cut 134.
Osama criticizes Bush. Ted Kennedy criticizes Bush. Therefore, no. Osama loves Ted.
No.
It's ridiculous.
No,
he's
actually,
also,
I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's not criticizing, and there's nothing wrong with criticizing Bush. I criticize Bush. I'm saying he's criticizing Bush in exactly the same ways, with exactly the same terminology. It's literally like he got the blast facts from HQ.
This is Tucker Carlson and Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. What a different world we lived in. What a different world we lived in. The full text can be found at newsweek.com. It is the number one news story with young people. And then it's just they go the next step, which is just so, so sick. Saying that, well, maybe Osama bin Laden had some points. But look, they're going to keep on embracing anti-America. They are embracing Hamas. Why would you be shocked that they're embracing Osama bin Laden? This moral equivalency that exists with Gen Z is what happens when you don't raise your kids as parents and then you send them to college. And you send them to college, they're taught that, you know, maybe Osama bin Laden had a point. Maybe it's perfectly fine to kill the innocents and hijack the planes. Go read the actual philosophical writings of Franz Fanon. Franz Fanon, who wrote extensively about decolonization by any means necessary. It's taught in our schools, extensively in our schools. Let's go to this tape here. This is Biden's education secretary addressing the issue. Play cut 124.
There's been a bunch of stories about the viral nature of a TikTok video of people reading the letter from Osama bin Laden. It's stunning to those of us who were alive during 9/11, and yet millions upon millions of people have viewed it. Does that say something about the education system, about social media platforms, about algorithms? Yeah. How do you view that as the education secretary?
You're right, Phil. It is stunning. I was a school principal when that happened, and that impacted how we taught students and how we protected students that day. I do believe it is a lot. There's a lot of misinformation, and we have a responsibility collectively to make sure we're guiding students on how to look for misinformation, how to be educated consumers of information. But I also think we need to continue to work with parents to make sure that they're aware of what tools they have at their disposal to limit misinformation from students and protect their students.
That's the Secretary of Education. How about you admit that the education department of the Biden regime is reinforcing the oppressor-oppressed dynamics that sow the seeds for this sort of embrace of radicalism. And what's so telling about this entire TikTok story, how proud they are to go with their face and their name associated and to say, yeah, he was really great. Or he's not that bad. He's really smart. As if there's no consequence to that whatsoever. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Many of you have emailed this and you said, I assumed that people would just roll their eyes over this crazy letter. No. The next generation of voters and thinkers are embracing it. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.